brother.
What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today.
Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right now.
Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on.
What's going,
yeah,
on?
What's going on?
What's going,
tell me what's going on.
What's,
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going,
ooh, 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 ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Adagio with me, your host, Drew Darling. Surely you recognized our opening this week. It was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. It comes from an album by the same name that in its day held up a mirror to this country, that it should take a long, hard look at itself during the devastating years of the Vietnam War. Rolling Stone called the album its favorite of all time, and if that's not just hyperbole, then in order for a work of art to be raised into that caliber, it must be as relevant today as it was in its day. Is it? That's a question I pose to you this week. With the hatred coming out of the White House these days, the racism, bigotry, the singling out of minorities, the lawless impunity of federal agents sweeping through like brown shirts at the forefront of the Nazi takeover of Germany, like the British black and tan thugs who ran riot through Ireland during their struggle for independence, ICE agents are now sweeping through American cities like stormtroopers with no regard for basic human rights, civil liberties, protections enshrined in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. This album of Marvin Gaye's, it seems to me, is more relevant than at any time since its release. We are going to hear it in its entirety this week as it speaks so eloquently to issues we must all stop and think about. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On is a themed album in which all of the songs hang together as multiple movements, say, of a unified composition. And as this is radio, let me point out one of those small but significant details. The title, What's Going On, was not followed by a question mark. The song, the album, was a statement, a field report put out there before the world as if to say, this is what's going on in the black communities in the United States. And neither was it, in the spirit of the day, a manifesto. What's Going On was a cry of pain, a plea for help, a prayer for love and unity, sung in Marvin Gaye's angelic countertenor voice. The disproportionate percentage of blacks fighting and dying in Vietnam, the heavy percentage of them returning as heroin addicts, coming home to urban decay, violence, crime, drug abuse, poverty, racism, riots, police brutality. And now, fast forward through 5 decades, and Vietnam is behind us, but another scourge is upon us. In my mirror, in the morning. So this week on Adagio, let's take another look at that mirror Marvin Gaye held up for us, because as an enduring piece of modern art, What's Going On Then looks a whole lot like What's Going On Today. But first, let's circle back to when Marvin Gaye was born in a vast slum of Washington, D.C., to a Pentecostal family whose father beat him mercilessly, to the point he said if it had not been for his mother encouraging him to pursue his considerable musical talents, he would have killed himself. Following a string of career moves that took him to Chicago and later Detroit, in 1960, Gaye was hired by Motown Records as a house musician, singing backup and playing piano. And soon Gaye was in great demand there as a session drummer and a writer backing Little Stevie Wonder and the Supremes. In fact, listen to the prominence of the drums on this gem by Martha and the Vandellas, and guess who wrote it.
Yeah.
and in a short while he was coming out with hits of his own, such as Hitchhike and Can I Get a Witness, and this one, Motown's best-selling single of the decade. In spite of his success, Gay grew tired of the formulaic Motown hit machine focused on singles. He wanted bigger themes and wider horizons. And reading letters sent home from his brother Frankie in Vietnam, the portrait he wanted to paint began to formulate. And when Frankie finally returned, traumatized from 3 years in combat, the vision began to coalesce. Marvin Gaye longed to create a full-length song portrait of urban black America from the point of view of the black soldier returning from Vietnam. But when Gaye approached Motown's founder Berry Gordy with the concept, he got nowhere. Gordy had a successful formula at Motown and he was sticking with it. That Gay had a reputation for being difficult and demanding of high standards didn't help, but Berry Gordy's main complaint was he didn't see any commercial appeal in the project. Despite periods of depression, Gay refused to give up on the idea. But all he had in these early stages were concepts and musical sketches, without any real working framework to hold it all together. Had there been a working title, it probably would have been Ecology, a term Marvin kept coming back to, feeling the degradation of the world's physical ecology was a direct result of the decaying ecology of human relationships. The disregards humans showed each other vis-a-vis racism, violence, and distrust. But still, all he had initially were concepts and discussion points, until one day... Obi Benson of the Four Tops and Motown songwriter Al Cleveland showed Gay a piece they were working on. At first, Marvin wasn't too impressed, but with the help of arranger David Vandepit, he crafted a jazzier, more sophisticated version of the song, laying strings over James Jamerson's sinuous bass line in a polyrhythmic undercurrent. And for this one, Gay let loose one of his most spectacular vocal performances in a career full of them, scatting and improvising around the main melody. And it soon became clear that this was the song that would anchor the album, that would serve as the nexus of the various sketches. With its downhearted but hopeful message of brotherhood, with bongos, congas, drums, strings, a melancholy saxophone, a party in progress, it was not only unlike anything Motown had produced before, it was unlike anything they had heard before. The rhythm section, finally released from the confines of the Motown sound, looked back on their work for What's Going On and thought it was some of the best work of their careers. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. When Gay played the tape for Motown executive Berry Gordy, he said, "No way, it'll never sell, it's just not commercial." To which Marvin Gaye replied, something to the effect of, "Okay, well, that's it then. I'm all done here. I guess we've gone about as far as we can go. So thanks for listening. I'll take it somewhere else. But that got his attention. With sex symbol and megastar Marvin Gaye, known as the Prince of Motown, the Prince of Soul, set to walk out the door, Barry's commercial instincts left him little choice. Barry relented and released What's Going On as a single in January of 71 and watched as it entered the R&B charts in the top five, soon becoming number one bestseller for 9 straight weeks, capturing the number two spot on the pop charts for 3 weeks. Riding the crest of its critical and commercial success, Gaye recorded the rest of the album over 10 days in March, Motown releasing it in late May of 71. The album spawned 3 number one singles in the R&B charts, each of which reached the top 10 in the pop charts, and those were the title track, Mercy, Mercy Me, and Inner City Blues, the album finally going gold when sales surpassed 500,000 copies. What's Going On did more than establish Marvin Gaye as one of the most important artists in pop music. It was, for many critics and fans alike, the best album ever to come out of Motown, the best soul album of any label, and one of the finest albums of the era in any genre. In fact, Rolling Stone magazine has named What's Going On the single greatest album in any genre of all time. Marvin Gaye showed the way out for other artists straining under the limitations of the Motown formula. Stevie Wonder, 21 at the time, was encouraged by What's Going On to seek higher ground for his music, as was another Motown artist, 13 years old at the time, Michael Jackson. As I mentioned, one of the sub-themes of the album What's Going On is the disregard people showed each other, that was directly reflected in the degradation of the environment. Let's listen to Mercy, Mercy Me, in parentheses, The Ecology, where Gaye sings, "Things ain't what they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is in the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oil wasted upon the ocean and upon our seas, fish full of mercury, radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. What about this overcrowded land? How much more abuse from man can she stand?"
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Adagio with your host Drew Darling, where this week we are looking back at What's Going On, the seminal album by Marvin Gaye that had as much to say to us when released 50 years ago as it does today. In What's Going On, Marvin Gaye laid out a portrait of the black ghettos of America as seen through the eyes of a returning Vietnam vet. In the song Flying High in the Friendly Skies, Gaye recounts the misdiagnosed, misunderstood, perhaps even the unspoken trauma of the combat veteran returning home to a severely dysfunctional society with a heroin habit. It goes, flying high in the friendly sky without ever leaving the ground. The rest of the folks are tired and weary, O Lord, and have laid their bodies down. I go to the place where danger awaits me. And it's bound to forsake me. So stupid-minded, I can't help it, but I go crazy when I can't find it. In the morning, I'll be all right, but soon the night will bring the pains, the pain, the awful pain. I ain't seen nothing but trouble. Nobody really understands. And I go to the place where the good feeling awaits me. Self-destruction's in my hand. So stupid-minded, but I go crazy when I can't find it. I know I'm hooked, my friends, to the boy who makes slaves out of men.
Have laid their bodies down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me.
Oh, no.
And it's bound to forsake me.
Oh,
so stupid minded. But I go crazy
in the morning. Be all right, my friend. But soon the light will bring the pain. The pain of a pain. High, high in a friendly sky. Oh, oh, without ever leaving the ground. Yeah. And I ain't seen nothing but trouble, baby. Stands, no, no. And I go to the place where good feeling awaits me. Self-destruction's in my head. Oh Lord, so stupid mind.
Flying High segues into the next piece, Save the Children, Marvin Gaye's plea for the children of GIs left behind in Vietnam and at home in broken marriages and abandoned love affairs. He deems the message so important, the lyrics are spoken and sung in the tradition of African call and response.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair, who really cares? There'll come a time,
there'll come a time,
when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
flowers won't grow, no,
bells won't be ringing,
no bells won't be ringing,
who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live,
life.
Live for life. Life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See?
Oh,
Let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want them, you got them. Save the babies. Oh, the fear you got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children.
But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Before we get into the final song, the closing statement of Marvin Gaye's masterpiece, let's go back briefly to the opening line of the album, the first lyrics of the first song, to underscore the theme of what's going on. Because he picks it up again in the final bars of the final song as a closing statement, bringing unity to the entire composition.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
There, right there, is the heart of Marvin Gaye's masterpiece, The Weeping Mother, the theme of the work as a whole, as you will hear again in the closing bars of the album's final song. The Weeping Mother is what's going on. The mothers of black soldiers sobbing to learn of their son's death in Vietnam. It's his own mother's tears shed over the violence of her husband to her son. It's the crying of Mother Earth for the brutality of her children and the destruction of her world. It's a cry of the feminine. It's a cry of Marvin Gaye to the feminine.
You know we've got to find our way.
Amidst the hyper-masculinity expected of black men at the time of those urban riots, Superfly, Isaac Hayes, the Black Panthers, Olympic athletes with lowered heads and raised fists, imagine the artistic courage and conviction required for a black man to send up a cry of mother, mother.
This ain't living, this ain't living. No.
everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
You're listening to Adagio with your host, Drew Darling, and this week we are sampling from Marvin Gaye's monumental recording, What's Going On, released in May of 1971, because the landscape of Black America he painted nearly 50 years ago answers one of today's most pressing questions. Why are Black Americans suffering higher rates of infection and fatality from COVID-19 than whites?
Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you dying.
After a period of European exile and a successful homecoming tour in the 1980s, Gaye returned to live with his parents in California, where he and his father fell back into an old pattern of violent arguments over decades-old conflicts.
Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know.
In their final flare-up on April 1st, 1984, one day shy of Marvin's 45th birthday, his father shot and killed him.
Felt their world stand still.
Toward the end of his career, Gaye once said he no longer made music for the pleasure of it. He said, "I record so I can feed people what they need, what they feel. Hopefully, I record so I can help someone overcome a bad time."
Oh,
We are coming down the final stretch here, ladies and gentlemen. There are some links and a few videos on our website, radioadagio.com, that you might find interesting, where you can also find programs from previous weeks, each with a complete playlist where you can listen whenever you like. We'll call it a wrap this week with a wonderful extended version to What's Going On, Marvin Gaye called his Detroit Mix. Stay upbeat and positive, and come back to us next week for another installment of Adagio.
You know.